TOEFL IBT pronunciation, a case study of 22 non-native speakers. By the way, as you listen to this post, I recommend that you not read the information, that you take out a couple of sheets of paper, listen to me, take down the notes of the main points, and then when you get done, compare your notes to the reading passage. As a TOEFL IBT student, you should work very hard to improve your pronunciation so that you can score high on TOEFL IBT speaking. I did a pronunciation profile of 22 adults who came to the United States and profiled them a month later. I found that, although it is difficult to improve one's pronunciation in such a short time, it is possible to improve. Like them, you can also improve in your pronunciation by speaking regularly with native speakers. Pre-testing results for January 26, 2009 for 22 non-native speakers of English. The average score for the testers is 4.1 out of 7, so 10 high intermediate level test takers could be described as having obvious accent and pronunciation variations that do not interfere with understanding and are rarely distracting. On the low end, 6 intermediate level test takers score between 3.2 and 3.9 out of 7, suggesting that they are mostly intelligible and are characterized as having some distracting accent and pronunciation variations, most of which do not prevent understanding. Also on the low end is a low intermediate level test taker who scores 2.9 out of 7, thus being characterized as being somewhat intelligible with frequent distracting and sometimes unintelligible pronunciation variations. On the high end, 5 students score between 5.0 and 5.8, all of whom have barely detectable non-native accents and are characterized as having almost native speaker-like pronunciation, rare isolated mispronunciations, and no evident patterns of error. Areas of concern for the group. That the test takers are post-pubescent educated language learners far past a critical period of language acquisition poses significant challenges in terms of what speaking pronunciation progress they might make. However, progress can be made. 55% of the test takers exhibit problems with syllable division, especially with longer academic words. Also, there are a few cases with the intermediate level students in which they add an unnecessary syllable at the end of a word. For example, instead of saying research, they say researchy. 64% of test takers exhibit problems with blending. These test takers are characterized as not blending words within the same thought group that end and begin with the same consonant sound. For example, bathe the children. Additionally, these test takers do not blend words that end with a consonant sound to the vowel sound of the next word. For example, hand out. They might say hand out. 82% of test takers exhibit problems with sentence rhythm. A majority of these test takers fail to differentiate between unstressed function words, such as determiners, helping verbs, and prepositions, and stressed content words, such as nouns, adjectives, adverbs, and verbs. Instead, they tend to stress most words equally. 82% of test takers exhibit problems with intonation. These test takers do not designate a focus word, such as a noun, adjective, adverb, or verb, within each utterance, and therefore do not stress that word more than other words. Another characteristic of these test takers is that they have difficulties varying their pitch with yes-no questions and statements. Furthermore, these test takers do not place prominent stress on words carrying new information. Finally, many of these speakers are unfamiliar with intonation patterns and items in a series in which the pitch rises on the stressed syllable of every item except the last. Post-test results for February 20, 2009 for 22 non-native speakers of English. The average scores for the post-testers is 4.7 out of 7, and 12 high intermediate level test takers could be described as having obvious accent and pronunciation variations that do not interfere with understanding and are rarely distracting. On the low end, 4 intermediate level test takers score between 3.2 and 3.9 out of 7, suggesting that they are mostly intelligible and are characterized as having some distracting accent and pronunciation variations, most of which do not prevent understanding. On the high end, 6 students score between 5.0 and 6.1 out of 7 and are characterized as having almost native speaker-like pronunciation, rare isolated mispronunciations, and no evident patterns of error. Statistics for the group. 13% of test takers exhibit problems with vowels. 23% of test takers exhibit problems with consonants. 14% of test takers exhibit problems with syllable division. 50% of test takers exhibit problems with grammatical word endings. 55% of the test takers exhibit problems with word stress, especially with longer academic words. 45% of test takers exhibit problems with sentence rhythm. 14% of test takers exhibit problems with intonation. 27% of test takers exhibit problems with thought groups. 50% of test takers exhibit problems with blending. To improve your TOEFL IBT writing skills, I got an assignment for you. This is a great assignment, and it forces you to synthesize, to draw information from more than one source. Write a 250-word analysis of this case study. Here's the question. How do the results of the post-test compare with those of the pre-test? Essentially, what does this study mean, if anything? For more information, you can go to www.michaelbuckoff.com.